the Dumb Americana Podcast. We're your hosts, Benzie
and Will.
Grab your glass of wine,
unless you're driving,
and join us for today's topic.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Wilkes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's a little rainy, so I kind of want to be in bed.
Oh, yeah. Rainier is a lot. Like, it when it rains, it's not just like a, oh, it's just drizzling all day. It's like a loud thunderstorm all day.
Yeah, I mean, today's actually kind of rare because as we get closer to the summer, you're going to notice that, like, it starts raining around 12 and stops at 3. So it's not like your entire day. That's why people still go to the theme parks when it rains, because you're like, it's eventually going to stop.
It's going
to
go by.
And you're going to dry out.
That's true.
I was really surprised when I went up to New Jersey and it rained, and it rained the whole day. Like, if it rains, it rains the entire
day. All day. Or it's, like, overcast all day and gray, and that is when you definitely want to be, like, at home and just, like, do nothing.
You realize we're just talking about the weather, like,
yeah.
So, Wilkes, what are we drinking today?
Well, we're drinking Sonoma Cider.
I actually purchased this at the Wine Emporium. it's not the Wine Emporium. It's a Total Wine, and if you guys have heard our podcast in the past,
Wilkes
kind of renames things.
Yep.
Randomly at her own whim.
But we also love that place, so go if there's one near you.
It's a little overwhelming. I walked in and I was like, oh my god, I feel like such a
plebe. Oh, for sure. It's what I feel like when I walk into a Sephora. That's my
playground.
I do not know what the heck. And like the first time we walked into a Wine Emporium, it was like, oh my gosh. There's so many like,
it was just like walls, shelves upon shelves upon shelves.
So
I'm literally finding myself Googling things, and I'm like, is this like a dry wine? And I feel like such a noob.
But the people there are so knowledgeable. Like, they know, and like, I like how they have like employee, they give like little like suggestions, like, oh, my favorite one of this. Like, there's one person
that, you don't think it's a Ponzi scheme?
I don't think so at all, because a lot of them are like $5, like $7 wine bottles that like, and like I'll ask, like, you know, I usually just like to drink wine. I mean, white wine. They were like, oh, start with this and like this one. And they'd never get me like the upmark, like, oh, this $20 bottle of wine for your first time drinking red. You know, it's like usually like goes up the ladder. So I didn't feel like duped, and I don't. And I'm like one of those people that's like, don't try to sell me something because you think I'm dumb since I'm, you know.
That kind of pushes you away.
Yeah, but I did like that about them.
Well, this particular one, I didn't get any recommendation. I was just looking for some sort of interesting drink so that we can actually talk about it with you guys.
Yeah,
today.
Of course.
And so I had like this berry beer in my hand. I don't remember the brand. And I put it down when I came across the cider wall. And this Sonoma cider has like different types of flavors. The one I got is actually bourbon flavored cider. They literally just add bourbon flavor to the cider, and it's really interesting. It's organic. This particular one is called...
I'm reading over here. It's gluten-free.
Yeah, so this is actually really good for those of you who might have celiac disease or who just are avoiding gluten for whatever reason.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's organic. I thought it was pretty cool. A pack of four came out to about $8
or
so. Not
bad.
Not bad at all. And this particular one is called the Anvil, and I think that they have like different names based on the kind of beer. So this one actually was more beer tasting than I expected it to be. It's a cider, but it tastes more like beer.
Yeah.
But I find beer to be an acquired taste, and maybe I've acquired the taste for it.
Like yogurt?
The weirdest thing I've ever heard, that yogurt is an acquired taste. I feel like that is something you're
Google
not
Google it, okay?
Born.
Tell me.
That's ridiculous.
You know, leave us a comment if you've heard that before, because I promise you, it's like a thing.
Google yogurt.
Yes.
Google yogurt.
Google yogurt.
But I liked it. This was actually really interesting, and it was very refreshing. It was very crisp, really refreshing.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool for, like, summer. I can see you, like, by a pool drinking this.
So. Yeah.
I like it. So, cheers to you.
Cheers to you, Benzo.
So, how was your weekend, Will?
Last weekend was great. We hung out. Finally, you didn't leave me.
I know, we didn't just like abandon each other.
So, miracle. Maybe
we actually do hang out. It's not just for the podcast.
We do. We went to one of our good friends' bridal shower, and it was totally cute.
Shout
so
out to
fun.
Mel and Mike.
Mel and Mike.
Turning to Rubio. Hashtag. But yes, it was really cute. It was thrown by her sister and her mom.
Yeah.
And they just like really went all in. Like, I feel like they, well, not feel, I know that they went to like an Etsy store.
Oh, yeah. All the little details are super cute.
Wilkes was literally taking napkins and putting them in her purse.
I was.
She's like, I need this napkin.
I told her mom, and I was like, where did you order these? Because I need them. They like, the napkins were so cute.
Like, you literally could probably serve them at a dinner. Like,
yeah.
If you invite friends over. And they had really pretty shaped flower plates. And I was like, well, if you grab them now, no one will see. There's a whole stack on the corner of the table. Just grab them and go.
We're like the worst, but also the best, because we totally helped with the cleanup. Like, we stole, like, mason jars that they had painted with flower arranges. Yeah. We took them.
It was very, you know, circa 2009 Pinterest, really, but we still took it.
Really cute. It was, like, really cutesy.
Oh, not that the wedding shower was circa 2009. I'm saying the mason jars.
Oh,
and
so,
I was like,
so
it was
sweet.
Just so, it was like when that whole thing came out where you're like painting and then distressing. That's what her mother did. Her mom hand painted those.
Yeah.
So we're like guiltily asking, like, did you want to
take
these? Can we take them? And they're like, just leave us one of each color.
We're like, okay. We're like, run. Run before someone else says, oh, I want him. Sorry.
Right. They had roses and hydrangeas. And mine's are still alive.
Yeah, mine are too. Look it over there.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It looks so pretty. Like,
yeah,
so
they look, like, fresh still.
Yeah. Like, I haven't changed the water.
I changed the water today, I think, or yesterday.
Last night, I was like, I probably should change that water. It's probably gross.
But so cute. The best. Yeah, it was so fun. The only thing I will say is that I didn't win a game. I feel cheated. I'm a very, like, guys,
only because
I don't know.
You did cheat.
Maybe it's not football season yet, so you have not seen my competitiveness.
Oh, my God. But this is like, her what's the word? This is like a little placebo. Not the placebo. Whatever is replacing football season for
Yeah,
you
I need to win games. Like, Leo, we play Phase 10, and, like, I'm like, if you win, you know, you're going to sleep on the couch. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my
But I'm so competitive. It's really bad. I know it's bad, but whatever. Don't like to lose. Does anybody? No?
Nobody likes to lose, but I think it's important to be a gracious loser, because there only has to be one
I was cheated
winner.
A couple times out of some games, let's be real.
Well, you won, quote-unquote, the purse game.
I did.
And then I found out that the NARS thing came from your purse,
so.
And everything else was from your mother-in-law's purse.
Doesn't matter.
And then they saw that I was winning in earnest, and so they also gave me, like, slash, you know.
Second place is the first to lose, no, I'm kidding.
The prizes were exactly the same, but I'm A-okay with that.
But at the end of it, they just were handing out, like, they said, oh, did anyone not win? And I said,
I don't think they announced it. I think we just went and grabbed.
I just went and grabbed, and I, like, grabbed the heaviest one, and I got two candles. So
yes, very pretty, very nice candles from Bed Bath & Beyond. No, Bath & Body Works.
Bath & Body Works.
Which I always confuse those two.
Same.
So,
look, I used to work at Bath & Body, and I would all, and even then, I would be like, oh, yeah, Bath & Body Works.
Oh, so side note for our podcast listeners, today, it is very stormy, as we were saying, so if you hear thunder or one of us yelping, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's like you guys are here with us.
It's almost like you're sitting in the living room drinking some of this
Sonoma cider.
Awesome. So, Wilkes, we are approaching the month of April. And you've been here for almost a year.
Yeah. April's a great month.
Mm-hmm. Why is it a great month?
It's our anniversary, wedding anniversary, and also my sister's birthday.
Which, by the way, Leo's going to listen to this later. But do you have a paper gift in mind for your 1 year?
I do.
Awesome.
Leo,
get on it. If
yeah.
You're hearing.
It's such a funny thing because there's so many, like, my friend texted me and was like, well, do you know, like, my friend that also got married around in May,
mm-hmm.
and, like, hers is coming up right after ours, and so she was like, oh, have you thought? And I was like, no, at that point, I hadn't, and then as soon as I was like, oh, my God, I don't know, but then I, like, was researching, and I was like, oh, my God, there's so many things that mm-hmm. I could get, so it's not, like, an obnoxiously hard one.
I know a friend who, I'm sure that they got themselves, you know, other gifts as well, but they had released an Entertainment Weekly,
mm-hmm.
Five or so different covers for Walking Dead, from Walking Dead characters. Mm. So they have, like, a Carol, they have one with Rick, one with Morgan.
We're big Walking Dead fans here.
Big Walking Dead fans. We have a viewing
We should, like, night talk in. About that sometimes.
Yeah.
Because last week's episode was great.
It was great. It was very sad. I saw it coming. No, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I was like, this girl's talking too much.
Yeah.
This girl's talking too much.
It was sad, but it was good. And it's like, I don't know. The Walking Dead keeps me on, and it's really good. It's a testament to the show that it keeps you, like, on edge still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still, after, like, how many years?
After so many years, and, like, because I remember when Leo first told me, like, watch it, and I'm like, it's the same crap, like, they only kill zombies.
Like, there's only so many that, I can understand the thought if you don't see it, like, there's only so many storylines that you can really pull out of that.
But they've managed to keep it super fresh. I don't read the comics, so I wouldn't know, mm-hmm. but my sister's, like, she's love her, but mm-hmm. when she was breastfeeding, like, and doing, like, cluster feedings at night, mm-hmm. there happened to be, like, right when the new season was going to start, you know, they do that, like, season 1 through 6, a marathon. She binged. And she hardcore binged, because she even watched commercials. She didn't do, like, Netflix binging, where it's, like, no commercials. Okay, she was, like, true. And she watched all of it. And it was, like, now I can't, like, she'll start texting me, like, Sunday morning. Or, like, right after on Monday, I read this. And I read this spoiler. But, oh, my God, this in the comic. I'm, like, what? You are the master at finding the most, like, hidden, like, you know, oh, but this means this, and it could mean this later on. I'm like, just watch the show.
Right. I read some stuff, like, if, like, I like doing the recaps, and so if there's something that I missed, and I'm like, was that a vat of oil? Was that water? Yeah. What was that? And so sometimes the recaps will have it, and they'll say, like, spoilers beyond this point, and I'm like, screw this, I just want to know.
Yeah.
Because the reason it's not a spoiler, though, Wilkes, is because what happens is that they kind of stray away. So
they do.
At this point, I'm sorry, here comes a spoiler. If you haven't already known, Michonne and Rick hook up, but in the comic book, it's Michonne and Andrea, which nobody liked Andrea.
I hated Andrea.
And she was killed off, so of course we knew that the whole Andrea and Rick storyline wasn't going to work. And so Michonne, being his love interest, was kind of like a veering away while still keeping a certain theme going.
Yeah. It's really cool how they've changed it up and, like, still, you know, gave a nod to the comics, but, like, making their own kind of thing, which is cool. I like that. I can respect that. Because my sister, she goes to the point where it's, like, she read that the actor that plays Daryl.
Norman Reedus.
Yeah, he's signed to do a show about motorcycles on AMC.
Shut up. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
No.
So she was like,
the implications.
Yeah. Yes, and I was like, why do you know? Get your Shut head up, out I of know. The. Like, no. Don't. Why are you doing this to me? Because I have a list. I have a list. And if someone gets off of that list because they've killed them, I'm done. I'm out.
No,
like,
I'm out of the show. I really liked Beth. And when Beth was killed, it was so shocking and sudden.
I haven't really cared about those people. But, I like, if her. Rick, if Daryl, if Morgan,
if Carol,
I'm done. Bye. I don't know how they can go. Like, I would need, if Carol dies, I would need Rick to figure out how to make a nuclear bomb and, like, whoever killed Carol to be dead.
Obliterated.
Yeah.
Well, we've kind of sidetracked quite a bit.
Very much.
Because I was saying about the paper gift, since it is your 1 year anniversary and also your 1 year living in Orlando.
True.
A friend of mine, he ended up purchasing his wife all 5 or 7 copies, and they're really rare and hard to get.
That's kind
of like a collector's item, and that was like her paper gift because she's a huge TWD fan. So I thought that was pretty
cool. That's really cool, yeah.
So, you've been here for a year. What do you think of Orlando, being that you moved here from, well, you were originally from Philly?
Yeah, originally from Philly, and then I moved here from Jersey, so 2 kind of big cities. I mean, Jersey, where I lived, was more like the suburbs, so.
Yeah, but you were so in such close proximity.
But I was so close to New York City, mm-hmm. So I was afraid, I'm not going to lie, before moving to Florida, because, I don't know. It doesn't scream city to me.
And you had the opportunity to come visit, but of course, Leo's parents and them, we all live in the suburb
area. So it was just like, okay, it just feels like, and then the bad thing or good thing about Florida is, like, a lot of the houses are in, like, communities.
Mm-hmm. So, rather than, like, just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know, in Jersey and Philly, like, row homes or just, like, on streets, right? Mm-hmm. No one lives in, like, a gated community, really. Mm-hmm. So, no, but I loved how you guys have Wawa here.
Yes, which that's a recent acquisition.
That is all Philly all day. Wawa Hokies, love them.
For those of you who were here during the time when Wawa was opening, probably 2012 or 13, I mean, the mayor came to the opening of the Wawa that was on International.
The best.
Right by SeaWorld. I was working in that area at the time. But I remember, Wilkes, that we would text you every time that we're like, oh my gosh, this place is opening.
It happened so much. Mm-hmm. Like, while we were planning the move here, I, in Jersey, and I love Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would tell Lil, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. It was, like, weird. Like, I couldn't wait to, like, food shop with him. Mm-hmm. And, like, he couldn't either because he just wanted to food shop. And I think that's fun. I love food shopping. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, but you guys don't have a Trader Joe's. And he's like, yeah, but we could find something similar or whatever. I'm like, there is nothing similar to Trader Joe's. So, but then, like, a month later, he's texting me, like, they're opening a Trader Joe's at Winter Park. And I was like, no way. And then, like, a month after that, he's like, they're opening a Shake Shack. I'm right like, next Jesus, to it. What? Like, you know, right next to literally it. Literally right mm-hmm. there. And then, there's a Chick-fil-A everywhere. I'm obsessed with Chick-fil-A.
The closest Chick-fil-A to Wilkes when she lived up north when she was going to school was like 40 minutes away.
Crazy. Yeah, in a whole other state. And like sometimes we considered it. Like my roommate, we would be like, I really want Chick-fil-A. Mm. And then like my mom, like so when I would go home back to Jersey, like my mom would pick me up and we'd go straight to the mall that had Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Like I was a fiend. It's really bad.
It's so hilarious to the point that we all knew that if Leo was picking Wilkes up from the airport if she came to visit, yeah. he came with Chick-fil-A in the car.
He would fly to visit me and bring Chick-fil-A because there's a Chick-fil-A in the airport here.
That's crazy. So it was just like coincidental, but also like it's fate. Like all these things. Yeah, like all these things lined up. We're like, Wilkes, they're coming for you. So
now I'm sold on Orlando. It's pretty fun.
I know you really like Winter Park.
Love Winter Park. And it reminds you of Ridgewood a little bit? Oh, it's like Ridgewood times 10. Like, it's so much, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm weird because I like city, but then I also do like homey mm-hmm. feel, like if a small enough community where you know everybody kind of.
And you can have like that picturesque, yeah. you know, tree-lined road kind of thing. Yeah,
just like that. So, and I think Winter Park and a lot of communities around here, like Baldwin Park we went to visit, that's mm-hmm. super...
So beautiful.
Yeah, that so is beautiful. Nice. So no, I'm sold on Orlando. It's really cool. It's and some friends have come visited and they're even surprised. Like, whoa, it is like, you know, it's kinda like the city but it's cool.
Our downtown area is very tiny in comparison. I remember I had never gone into the city mm-hmm. and I had visited my family up in New Jersey about a year before you guys got married mm-hmm. or so. And I was like, oh, I'd like to go to the city. My cousin should be there. She says she lives in Manhattan. And like, we're in Manhattan. And I'm like, I don't know Manhattan. And then my cousin was like, well, that's like saying Orlando. And then I stop and I think, and I'm like, Orlando includes UCF, which is out over the east side. But then you also think about how it includes Disney way out on the west side. And it just like traverses the entire.
And it includes like, you know, Nona, all that. Yeah. That's still Orlando too.
Yeah, and you can even like consider, some people even think about like Claremont. Like I don't live necessarily in Orlando. I live in a little suburb outside of it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm talking to someone who's not a local, I say, oh, I'm from Orlando. Mm-hmm. Because it's literally within like a half a mile away. But also because it's like one of the major cities in this area.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but so we have really cool different, actually we have two different perspectives here. Yeah. I was not born here, but I was raised here since I was a toddler.
Yeah.
And you just moved here about a year ago.
Right.
So I think that we both have similar opinions of Florida with different experiences, which is cool.
It's true. I think we're both, I'm going to say we're both experiencing Orlando as it becomes this like a big city kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like for you, it's like, wow, this is awesome. And for me, I'm almost like, thank God, like, I miss the city, right? So it's like, I miss being able to go and there's, like, a cool shopping mall and, like, really cool shops.
Well, I remember I was in high school when Mall at Millennia opened. Mm-hmm. And my sister, good thing my parents don't listen to this, but my sister actually dropped my brother off. And then she's like, you're skipping school. And so it was, like, my 16th birthday.
Yeah.
And she took me to the Mall at Millennia, which was, like, this big thing. It hadn't even had half the stores it has now. But we went to Macy's, and I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And the only mall that we had at the time was Florida Mall. But mm-hmm. in comparison, it didn't compare. But now, even Florida Mall has really turned into, like, it changed the food court area.
Oh, yes.
Super bringing modern. A lot of, like, higher-end mm-hmm. Boutiques and stuff into the stores.
So. Yeah. I think a lot of people, my opinion of it is, like, Florida Mall is more of, like, the tourist mall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Mall Millennia is like for the people that live here and just want to like go to like Bloomingdale's. Mm-hmm. And they it's have definitely a rag and bone here.
It's a higher end store for sure.
So I'm just like, okay, they have a lot of high end stores. So I'm tourists, still go there, please. People, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Once you see that tour bus, you better get in your car and leave.
But still, it is like more of a high end mm-hmm. as opposed to Florida where it has the cool food court. And now they have, like, a Carlos Bakery, if you guys know about Buddy.
Oh,
and so now...
For a little bit, I was like, Buddy the Elf from...
I know. Oh, Buddy from, what is that? Cake Boss. Yeah.
So, I mean, the lines are still ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But then I went to the one in Ridgewood, and it was like, nobody was there.
Oh, listen, when they opened the first time, it was big. And it was like, we were worried.
Where's the original store?
In Hoboken.
Hoboken, okay.
And that one, the line is around the block. Like, I think it's more of, like, the publicity from the show and all that stuff. Because now he's got one in Manhattan, too.
Well, I went to the Cake Boss Cafe that's right there on, I think, 8th.
Yeah, by Port Authority.
By the Port Authority, because we took the bus into the city, and there was a bit of a line, and I was like, is it just because it's New York on a Friday? You know, I didn't know.
It's always, and like, here, when I go to Florida Mall, there's like, people taking pictures with the sign, I'm like, oh gosh.
The smart thing was that they made it look exactly, I mean, of course, so it's just like, it's very recognizable. But even aside from like Florida Mall and Mall at Millennia, there's a lot of new retail coming up. We as locals used to call it Pleasure Island or Downtown Disney, and now it's called Disney Springs. And so people talk about Disney Springs, and I'm like, well, Downtown Disney?
That's what, yes. Because even I'm like that. Like, we went to Downtown Disney a couple, like maybe last month, and they had already started calling it Disney Springs, and like they've like done new construction and stuff like that. And I'm like to Leo, like, oh, you know, this is not Downtown Disney anymore. And he's like, what? Like, he was like offended. He was like, how dare they change this to Disney Springs? What does that mean?
Right? Well, the theory now is, I mean, if you think about the Splitsville bowling alley, it's very vintagey, retro themed. Mm-hmm. And I think all of Disney Springs is kind of giving that like mid-century vibe now, to the point where like they even have boat tours of like amphibian cars.
Yeah, so you get into like the little old style cars,
and you get into the, which I think I'm like, we're just gonna drown. This is how we die. But I think it's so cool that it's not just becoming like this family. I mean, obviously it's great because a lot of families still come to Orlando. It's definitely like the tourist mecca.
The happiest place on earth.
It is the happiest place on earth. We're so relaxed here in Orlando.
Until
you hit 5:30 p.m. traffic on I-4.
Oh, gosh.
And then everybody hates one another. But I think that they're really catering not only to families, but even to, like, single people or people who don't have children or, like, young professionals, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's I know that some stores are opening at the Disney Springs.
You sent me, there's like an Anthropology coming. There's like a big Sephora, right, or something, like a Ulta. Was an Ulta.
I think a big Ulta was opening. But just major stores that we're all excited to, you know, now it's not just going to be like, oh, that's where you take, you know, your family who comes to visit.
Yeah, so they can buy, you know, Disney stuff. Now you can actually buy.
You can shop.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool, I think. Yeah. I think Florida is becoming, I think they're really putting a lot of effort into, or especially Orlando, to become its own city, right? Because I think people think of Orlando and think Disney.
And they crazy think fun. Zombie eater, face-eating zombie eater.
Yeah, like, and they think Miami, spring break, fun, you know, clubs, you know, South Beach.
Let me tell you, I went to Miami and it very much is all of that.
Yeah.
There's actually something in Miami, for those of you who might be familiar, the Wynwood Walls over in Wynwood. It's just incredibly amazing. If you literally just, like, look for the hashtag Wynwood, I'm sure you're going to see a bunch of pictures of people in shorts, sunglasses in front of, like, a mural of some sort.
Yeah.
And here in Orlando,
yep.
I feel like they're really embracing.
They are.
Mm-hmm. They're now, really embracing that creative culture.
Yep. Now, like, even our stop, like, now they have the Sunrail.
Mm-hmm. Another move towards metropolitan.
Yeah, which is really cool. Like, I'm a big fan of public transportation. I've taken trains and buses. And so here, that's one thing that's really cool about Orlando, the train.
Mm-hmm.
But our stop is like the Creative District. So that's this really little cool. area is called Creative District. And
the fact that they're dividing it into district, like I didn't understand that they called it the Milk District because the TG Lee plant was right there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, well, hello, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
So it's really cool how they're doing that. And there's like you said, the Wynwood Walls. There's some walls here like that have been commissioned for murals. Like, as a matter of fact, like one right here on Colonial.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the greetings, you know, the greetings guy, the postcard.
Yeah, the guy that does the postcard.
Yes, that he just painted.
We're gonna post that up so you guys can see us.
Yeah, it's so cool, and it's got, you know, the Orlando, and like each letter has like little, you know, monuments or landmarks, and so
that's
pretty cool. So it's kind of it's staying true to being about Disney, but I think it's, you know, a little bit more culture. It's becoming more of a culture.
Yeah, and we can't even hate on Disney because Disney has kept Orlando on the map. If we did not have Disney in Orlando, we would probably be a nobody.
Disney's awesome. I mean,
you know, Disney's amazing. You can't hate Disney. I know, it's just, and then of course, you know, now the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal Studios was a huge acquisition. And it brings so many people from all over the world for that. So I think it's awesome. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next few decades we have an Olympics here. I really would not be surprised. I feel like we're probably not as big as like Atlanta or anything like that.
Now with the new soccer field.
Yes, because we have the Orlando Lions here. I can really see it happening.
Orlando City. So that soccer team is another thing that I was going to mention of Orlando becoming more of a... like a little culture. Like now there's more sports. I mean, there's Orlando Magic, which, I mean, well.
Well, you know, the Orlando Magic
are not the best team, guys.
But you guys, you know, we still have a major NBA team right here in our backyard, which is pretty awesome.
Which is pretty cool. I heard, I think Tampa Bay, the Rays, they play in like a, I don't know, I can't say dilapidated. Like their stadium is pretty old. Mm-hmm. It's really far. Mm-hmm. And so I think they were trying to have them move, but I don't know if that's going into any effect.
I haven't heard too much, but I think just Florida in general, like we have major basketball, baseball, football. We even have like indoor football. We have the Solar Bears, which surprisingly enough, we have a hockey team here in Florida.
For Orlando in specific, now with Orlando City, and now there's going to be an Orlando City Pride, which is the female soccer team.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool.
So it's really cool now, like, you know, as a town or as a city, there's teams.
Yeah,
so
and I think
it kind of gets grouped together. Like, there's bars around here that are dedicated to Orlando City. Mm-hmm. Like, you go, when there's games, you know it, because it's like a crowd of purple walking towards, and you're like, oh, there's a game today.
Yeah.
You know, which is really cool, I think, and that's what reminds me of Philly, right? I'm a diehard Eagles, everything Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that, like being able to root for a team here. I mean, I still root for the Eagles, so let's be real. But and now me and Leo and I have the soccer team to root for.
That's awesome. And just knowing that we have that, I don't know, like I really feel like if you're going to compare us to a city like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, you're going to...
And
you know,
Philly.
Fall short.
No,
Philly. You're going to fall short because we're not as established in the metropolitan genre, I guess. You know, we're known as, like, the travel destination, and we still will be. But I feel like it's going to be really exciting to see how Orlando ends up in 30 years. You know, to see how it's going. So opening that huge mega mall on International Drive.
And Dr. Phillips Center.
Oh, the Dr. Phillips Center. Actually,
there's, like, off-Broadway shows here now.
I had a friend who attended Stomp recently, and he was like, it was incredible. He sent me some pictures of the location. Yeah. It looks amazing.
It's awesome. We went to see the Nutcracker there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's beautiful. And it's so nice.
To see, like, the culture that takes root here. I just think it's going to be really exciting. And, again, just getting this perspective from someone who my childhood was lived here. So there's a lot of things that I don't remember. If you speak to someone who's 15 years older than me, they'll tell you, well, this is how Orlando used to be. And they'll know things I didn't because I couldn't drive myself around when I was a kid, obviously. But for me, it's, like, it's really exciting to know that it's not – nobody can ever just say, wow, I'm just bored. No, there's so many things to do.
Oh, there's so much.
Like,
and
Lake Eola is, like, that hub where you can – always, you go there for 4th of July. We did it last year.
Yeah.
You know, there's always some sort of show. There's always like some sort of a farmer's
market. Oh, there's trivia night. We go to trivia night.
Yeah, so I think it's just incredible. And by the way, if you know of any, this is for the listeners, if you know of any companies or local businesses that you think we should try out or we should be aware of that are doing really cool things here in the city, let us know because we love to try out new things. You know, find new places to eat. We're always like, hey, look at this, you know, this article.
Even it's becoming like a food little town.
Like a foodie town.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of, they're just open a scratch kitchen on Ivanhoe, which is really good. And it's becoming, that little Ivanhoe area is so cool. They call it Antiques Row because there's a lot of antique shops.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also White Wolf Cafe. Sorry.
It's where the old Ethos used to be. I think the Hammered Lamb is around that area.
Hammered Lamb is around there. There's Cloak and Dapper, which is a super cool store.
Even the whole the Mills 50 area.
So awesome.
Like Little Vietnam and just, you know, it's so cool to see like that culture of Little Vietnam there, but then it's interspersed with like Asian street fair like Mamak. Yeah. Or, you know, just it's so cool just driving around, and I'm really proud of my little city, and it's tiny,
I'm proud of it too. I'm like, I see it on the come up, and yeah. I'm like, good for you, Orlando, you make a name, because I have to like
almost... so condescending.
I'm sorry, but I'm coming from, you know, a big city, metropolitan area, where when I say I live in Orlando, like, some of my friends are like, aren't you bored? Like, what is there, like, besides Disney? Do you have, like,
your amazing cousin.
Yeah, like, they always just, they're just like, oh, so you go to Disney a lot? And I'm like, honestly, I think I've been to Disney once.
Funny enough, I have some cousins who, and they probably moved here over 10 years ago, and they were just like, oh my God, we can't wait to just go to Disney every day. And I'm like, it's not free for locals.
It's not free.
Like, I don't know.
Sorry. It's not free.
I don't know what you guys think we do. Like, we probably have more opportunity because the likelihood, I think it comes from, oh, well, you probably know someone who works there.
Yeah.
And so my dad, for instance, worked at a hotel in the area, so we would get some passes. Or, like, my sister's boyfriend at the time or something, or my friend who would get me in for really cheap. So when you find those opportunities, you take them.
For sure.
But it's not like we're there.
But it's not like that every day. And, like, even, you know.
I think it's been probably, like, 5 years since I've been to Disney.
I know. We went last year. Well,
oh yeah, but it's last always summer. So much fun. It's always
but it's so fun. And but it is one of those things, like, I don't know. And it's funny because I always used to say, like, I don't want to live somewhere where people want to travel to. Like, I never envisioned myself living where it's like so. Like, you don't really know. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Florida drivers are the worst.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you don't even, not everyone is from Florida. Like, so most people are rental cars.
They come with their bad habits.
Yeah, so I'm just like, they have the worst drivers here. There's so many tourists, so many.
Who are lost, poor God help them. You know, like, they have no idea where they're headed. And we're honking at them, like,
get out of, you can't drive, you can't do that turn, you know? And so, some of it is just, like, annoying sometimes. But then it makes me sound like a local feel.
But you know what? You've been initiated. I feel like if you are a true Orlandoan, it's because you have yelled at someone, honked your horn a few times on I-4.
It is the worst. And also, like, my blood, like, okay, Jersey has, like, negative 13 degree weather in the winter, right? Mm-hmm. And so here, it's like 40 degrees in the morning, and I'm like, oh my God, it's cold. I'm like, and then I'm like, think about myself, I'm like listening to myself, and I'm like, what are you doing? It's 40 degrees. That's
your blood
springtime in
Disney,
you know, in Jersey.
In Disney.
See, I can't even take my, I don't know, my cities apart anymore. But
for me, I'm so thin-blooded. I always, like, if I'm sitting in an office for too long, I'm like, hand me a blanket. It's just, it's because I'm just a tropical girl. I was born in the Caribbean.
It's true.
I moved here and I've been here ever since. I think the coldest I've ever been was probably like 15 degrees when I went to Tennessee last year.
And I'm telling you, like, I when I went back to Jersey, when we went back for Thanksgiving, I was like, oh my God, it's so cold. And my mom was like, what are you complaining about?
Shut
it is
up.
Hot. Like, compare, you would have been here last week, you would have been in the snow, right?
Oh my gosh.
And so now I'm just like, oh my gosh, look, so you've been here for a year.
You've acclimated.
Yeah. And, like, now I'm like, I cannot take when it's too cold. I'm like, no. Don't.
Which is
it.
Actually another huge plus for some people. I have a coworker who moved down from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what got you to move here? And he's like, well, you know, he was in a ministry at some point that brought him here. But it was also because of the climate, you know. And so sometimes envision, like, oh, I wonder what would happen if I just packed up and moved somewhere else. Maybe where, like, my family lives up north. And they're like, what are you talking about? We're dying to move down there. You know what it is to not have to plow your
yard
anymore?
Miss that.
Or, like, wake up and have to heat your car up 20 minutes before so it can actually start.
Shovel. And I think everyone likes snow, because snow is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
As it's falling. Once it hits the ground and it turns into slush, it is the worst. And now that slush freezes over and now you have black ice on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the worst, too. So it's like, the snow is very pretty.
It's so
but
funny.
Not when you have to drive in it.
It's so funny that you say black ice, because a friend of mine laughed at me one day because black ice here in Florida means something completely different.
What is it like?
The
tell
black
me.
Ice in Florida, I don't know if anyone has heard of it. It is when it doesn't rain here for a little bit and the cars drop oil, and then when it does rain, the oil lifts up. So the road is really slippery, and that's when you see, like, those, like, rainbowy kind of oil slicks on the floor. That's what we call black ice here.
Wow.
And someone's like, that's adorable. That I'm like, listen, like, it's just as dangerous.
When Leo used to go to visit me and he would, like, record the snow, I'm like, aw, look at you, little tourist. Like, you come here recording snow.
I went up to Jersey in February, and there was, like, a huge snowstorm overnight. And when I woke up, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm outside, like, playing in the snow.
Everyone else is like, it's snowing again.
No, they're like, my gosh, I can't even drive. I have to go clean out the car now.
That's the
and they're
worst.
Like, come. But they understood. And they're like, well, come, let's take pictures. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So they at least understand that a Florida girl like me needs my snow from time to time.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like Florida's really coming up and it's really making some pretty big strides towards becoming not just a tourist destination, which, of course, we're not knocking. It's amazing.
It's great.
But it's kind of appealing to the locals. Are here. And also, we have so many universities and people come from FSU, USF, UF, Miami University. You know, we have a huge hospitality, UCF, which of
course
UCF
just got approved for a downtown campus.
Oh, that's cool. And we have, like, the Rosen Hospitality College with UCF and the nursing school. So we have so many people who move here from out of state and then they just choose to stay. You know, life, the lifestyle here is so much more relaxed than you would find in a big metropolitan city.
And I think it's true. It's like it's got both, right? It's like metropolitan, there's startups, which Rifle Paper, let's talk about Rifle Paper. She was like a startup in Winter Park.
I was shocked because I had heard of Rifle Paper through Pinterest. And when I look at their store,
it's in Winter Park.
I was like, oh my gosh, I thought this would be like someplace in New York or in LA.
And she's here and she's global. Mm-hmm. Now it's like she's in Anthropology getting sold, you know, and I'm just like, okay, but you don't have the hustle and bustle. Like, my friends who live in the city, they tell me, like, you know, people are rude in the subway and, like, they'll be late to work because they missed their train because someone didn't sit, you know, they're saying excuse me and people don't move and, like, you know, but everyone has a commute. In New York, everyone's got somewhere to go and they're all late. Like, everyone's rushing somewhere. Mm-hmm. Here, I do notice that it's way more laid back. Mm-hmm. And it's nice.
Except for when you have 45-minute commutes like I do, and you're like, get out of here!
Unless you're on I-4. I think I-4 is the exception to the rule.
I know.
I can't wait till the construction is over, but...
But you know what? Construction will never be over in Florida, and that's one thing, again, and I compared New Jersey and Florida, because New Jersey is the state I've visited the most in the past couple of years, but New Jersey already... The city is already built in around the roads. Like, they had to kind of snake the roads around the city. There's very little room for growth. Here in Florida, all you have is, like, dead
flat
open
land.
Air. You know, like, if you're driving down the Greenway, you can probably add, like, 3 more lanes on either side, and you still have room to go. And so I know that there's going to be a huge overhaul of the 408 soon, where it's going to be shut down certain parts of it.
Yeah.
And this is just because, I mean, a lot of people are traveling here, again, to UCF.
Yeah.
Going to and from Disney because they work there or are visiting. And the infrastructure of Orlando is going to change the topography of the city is going to change. And I'm kind of excited to see it happen.
I'm really excited to be here with it. Like, I'm, like, the same thing with Orlando City. Like, the soccer team, like, it's cool to be, like, I don't know. I have a really strong, like, I don't like bandwagon fans. And so... I don't feel like a bandwagon fan because I'm, like, hopping onto this, like...
Early enough.
Yeah. And listen to me here. And we're, like, starting in the ground here, right? Because their first season was last season.
Yeah.
This season...
And
we went to the game. Mm-hmm. And so, like, now I feel okay. Like, I feel proud to wear a shirt. I like them. They're good. We have Kaká. Love him. So, I'm like, okay, I'm down with it. That's about it. I won't root for any other Florida team, but I'll root for Orlando City.
That's awesome. And I think it's like a rite of passage now. You get a car, you have to get the Orlando City Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Little magnet on the back of it. I think it was really cool to see during the World Cup, you came to visit during that time.
Yeah.
And just seeing Orlando, it was actually rated like one of the top 10 cities to watch it in a certain area.
Oh, it was super cool. They closed downtown for it, for the big screen.
People were so excited. They were wearing American colors. And it was just really cool to see people getting excited for something like this. And it was also when they announced the Orlando City Lions going to be here, and Kaká was here in town for the World Cup. And they really capitalized on the World Cup at the time. So it really kind of set the tone. So now we have like little sayings like, fill the bowl, let's fill the bowl again.
Yeah, yeah. And now there's a new stadium. They're building you know, Florida's up in the, you know, especially Orlando is in the come up.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of it, so.
Very proud. I'm proud to see it grow.
Same here. I think we came in at a good, I mean, I came here as a child, but I think we came in here.
I brought the growth because I was moving here and they decided to, they opened Trader Joe's, they opened a Shake Shack, now there's a Whataburgers.
All because of Wilkes.
All because of me. So, you're welcome, Orlando. No, I'm kidding.
But seriously, you're welcome, Orlando. Stay tuned for our dumb moments, but before we jump into that, we wanted to let you know some really exciting news. First of all, thank you so much for all of your support. We actually will be undergoing a few changes, so stay tuned for that. We will be letting you know about a new website and where you can locate our blog in the future. But we also have ways of connecting with us in the meantime.
Yep. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Demericana. And we also would love to hear some feedback on our email, which is demericanapodcast@gmail.com.
So, Wilkes, it's been confirmed. Orlando is on the come up. And yep. I think it's an exciting time. Now, this is actually a really cool, I like this topic because I'm very proud of the town I live in. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty much all I know. But is there a dumb moment in any of this?
For me, I love living here now. Mm-hmm. But for me, my dumb moment would be like, hey guys, misconception here, Florida is not just for retirement, right? Like mm-hmm. you can also move here and build a life. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. And it's vibrant and it's culture. And so, yeah, I think it's more than just a place to retire.
I think it's so cool that Miami is like one of the cities farthest south and it's the farthest thing from being southern.
Yeah.
It's so not southern.
No.
So much culture. People come here from all over the world, all over the country, that you have such a melting pot of culture here. My dumb moment kind of harkens back to last week's topic about how creatives might have, like, some sort of an unspoken obligation, you know, to include yeah. women, for instance, into their projects. I think in this case, if you are a creative person living in Orlando, shout out to all those small businesses who decided yeah. to stick around and stay here and are, you know, gaining and garnering a following. Like we mentioned, Rifle Paper. Mm-hmm. If you're a creative, don't necessarily think that moving to New York is the only way to make it.
Right.
Moving to LA is the only way to make it. You have the edge here in Orlando of, you know, starting in a fresh market with people who are so excited to see the city become something big.
Definitely.
It's very niche. You know this town. You know what we like. You yeah. know what we're looking for. And the competition here is very slim in the grand scheme of things. So that would be my dumb
That's
moment
a great
here
one.
For
yeah,
Orlando.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
And we'd love
some
hear
feedback.
Your feedback.
Yes, you guys. We are kind of on our Instagram. We're kind of getting more action on there.
Yeah,
we're
which
getting
is
much
fun.
More. I know we're getting more action on there. We're getting more active ourselves on
yeah.
there. So as you see us post, interact with us. We love to hear from you guys, and it's always fun when we get a comment, a like, a post, a share from anyone.
And come visit Orlando. It's
yes.
great.
Let us know when you're here, and of course, any suggestions, not only for drinks,
no,
but also for restaurants,
for food, and any like little fun things you guys like to do.
Entertainment. If
sure.
If you know or own a small business here in Orlando, we will support you.
Definitely.
Well, thanks as always, you guys, for listening. We'll be back with a topic for you guys next week, and it would be amazing if it would be one of your suggestions that we're talking about. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.